Hello, everyone. I'm here this week with episode number 6 of RSBNB Update. Pika's still away in California, so I have a special guest host with me, Dan, moderator from RSBNB.
Hello.
Okay. This show is going to follow the same format as all the old other ones. RuneScape updates, RSBNB matters, tech news, your questions, and a whole lot more. Also, there will be no RSBNB update next week. All right. The main update this week was the farming update on RuneScape, which, of course, was the new skill that was told about in June, and everybody was totally waiting for it on the first week of July when that happened. But it didn't happen until the second week this week. So the update was an okay update. Seeds. How many seeds do you have?
I got just about 100 seeds. I wasn't really into that much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, seeds are... I wasn't doing much of the seed thing myself, so I'm running low, too.
Yeah, I didn't really collect them until after the skill came out.
Yeah. Yeah. If there's these people that do farming, it's needed for, or they do only like one farming patch and they sit there and wait for like 40 minutes at a time for their crop to grow, which is not the best way to do it.
Yeah.
For anybody who does that, they could probably be making a whole lot more experience by using multiple patches.
Yeah, I pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm using like 5 or 6 patches.
Yeah.
Just
yep.
Teleporting all over the place.
Yeah, I got 6 routes. I got 6 spots going myself. I know Mike has more going. He has like trees, bushes, and whatnot. So, yeah. The large routes that we talk about. My route takes me all over the place from one end of the map to another end of the map. So, it does use lots of law runes, but
yeah,
it's okay. I can make my own for when I run out.
Yeah, I probably use about 1,000 law runes.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely something that requires lots of law runes. So basically, I think what we've just said, for anybody out there who doesn't or who is doing farming in another way, like using one patch only, I think probably the best way for you to go would probably be to get like 1,000 law runes and then do like 6 routes or whatnot.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And then next matter that I want to talk about is that my plants always seem to die. Like, don't have a green thumb for gardening. So, I don't know. How many plants have you, of yours have lived?
Well, when I first started out, they were pretty much all dying, but I wasn't even using compost then,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I still have a fair share of them dying on me, but not as much as before.
Yeah, they die overnight if you leave them without compost, so, or leave them overnight without somebody to look after them, and that's bad to lose, like, plants and whatnot. I know once overnight when I left them, I lost, like, almost everything. The only things that survived were the herbs and the jutes. You planted any of those jutes?
Yeah, I'm using jutes a lot. They're really good.
XP. Yeah, they grow nice and tall, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, compost, you can put everything, like, biomatter in the compost bin. But some things that don't work are things like rotten tomatoes, or tomatoes putting in, you just get rotten tomatoes.
Yeah, don't do tomatoes.
No,
really
it doesn't make anything good. Do you have any idea on what super compost consists of?
I've heard that it's pineapple.
Oh, pineapple.
I've heard about 15 pineapples. I'm not positive that I haven't actually tried it, but that's what I've heard.
Yeah, I don't know. What level do we grow pineapples at anyways?
I'm not sure, but I know you can buy them other places in stores.
Like, when I fought Jogers, I got lots of pineapples.
Yeah.
So, super compost and pineapples. That's good. What are we going to do with all these vegetables that we have left over, you know? Like, potatoes, onions. Like, are we going to have to become cooks or something now?
I'm not sure. I have a couple sacks of them in my bank. Just stockpiling up.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure if we're going to ever need them.
Yeah, I don't know what we need it for. But, excuse the sounds around the environment here. We're not in a real recording studio, as you guys know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, why do we cry now? Like, it's always sad to see a grown man cry. Have you done any of that recently?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it happens when you eat onions.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
I haven't seen it at all.
You eat onions, it's kind of funny. It's always sad to see a grown man cry. Yeah, I don't know. Are you still a female from that quest?
Actually, I've been female before the quest, but yeah.
That's another thing in itself, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you could test that, see if they made it universal, so it actually says it's sad to see a grown woman cry. Oh, well.
Yeah, I'll try that out.
Also, with this addition, they have the addition to the cooking skill, which allows you to, like, brew different drinks, like the Dragon Biter. I think that was from the bar crawl that you had to do for part of a quest. Also, there's a new drink, the Slayer's Respite. Heals or adds about one level onto Slayer, but runs out really quick, so I don't really see the point in that.
Yeah.
So.
There's also Axeman's Folly for.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. That probably just raises by one, eh?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't know. Brewing, maybe they just added that to make it seem more real, because there are two breweries now. Yeah. Also, they've added more things to cooking, like sweet corn. Sweet corn is actually a good cooking experience. It's almost as good as lobster. I cooked all my corn, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lobster. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. There's also been some advance.
It heals a random number, though.
Yeah.
So, anywhere from 2 to 10.
Mm.
So, it can be kind of.
Also, there are Herblore advances, the super and extra strong poison and anti-poison potions. I don't know when I'll get around to getting some of these, seeing as don't have high enough Herblore level. I don't know.
Neither do I. So.
Yeah. I don't know. This whole farming skill, you think it's, like, worth the effort? Like, are we going to be able to make money from this?
I'm not really sure. I think it's, you know, like when Slayer first came out, everybody just thought it was totally, you know, bad.
Useless.
Yeah, but people who actually trained it a lot were rewarded. So.
Yeah. I don't know. Probably Spirit Trees? I don't know.
Yeah.
I never used the Spirit Tree Network myself, so I don't know how that would benefit me.
I actually use that a lot, but you can only plant them in special packs.
Yeah,
and
so. You only had one, and they're untradeable.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Also, there's the matter of the growing times of all these plants. Like, your level gets higher and you plant more things, you have to adjust your root to accommodate it so it appears to grow quicker. Like, for example, at a level 68 farming level, you can go grow a palm tree, and that takes about 14.6 hours on average. Average meaning it probably take more or less. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, and then Spirit Tree takes 61 hours. That's like more than 2 days.
Yeah, that's just.
That's a long time.
A long time.
And what do you do if like something like that dies? You know.
I know.
Like a Spirit Tree.
Especially the seeds there are so rare for this.
Yeah. Also, the magic tree is also rare.
Yeah.
I don't have any tree seeds myself, but Mike has planted a few trees. He's planted a willow tree, and it's actually pretty tall. It's bigger than a normal willow tree. So, and you cut down the tree, and it comes back. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
How long does it stay there? Just
stays there forever until you dig it up.
Oh.
Yep.
That's good for wood cutting.
Yeah, like put a magic tree close to a bank.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, there's the amulet of nature, which will allow you to check on all your crops that you have going around at the same time. But I really didn't see the point of this being introduced because nobody has high enough level to get magic tree roots yet.
Yeah, so it'll be a while.
Yeah, but it'll be a nice thing to get once. It happens, I think. Okay. That's basically pretty much a discussion on the farming scale. Also, this leads into a question from King Kola. It says, did farming turn out as you thought it would be? Do you like farming? What is the best thing you like and the worst thing you hate about farming? I guess we can both kind of answer this one, because there are certain things in it. Farming turn out like you thought it would be? Probably not. I think it might have been better way to do it some other way. I don't know. This is probably the most easiest way. Some people don't like it. I've seen some signatures around that have a sickle and hammer, of course, representing communism, as in shared farming patches. But they're not even shared because you can see. You only see your own.
Yeah, you can only.
Yeah. As for the second part, do you like farming? I don't know. It's not my favorite. It's like on the level of Herb Lore. So,
yeah, same. Yeah. I just got on the high scores, and I'm off to do something else now.
Yeah. So. Yep. And what is the best thing and the worst thing you hate about farming? Well, the best thing would be growing my own herb seeds and second ingredients to it, for some of the second ingredients.
Yeah, definitely the Herb Lore advances are definitely worth it.
And the thing I hate the most would be the plants dying, because you waste a seed, even though you plant it and get experience. I think you should get experience for digging it up.
Yeah.
What do you...
I probably hate the most is that just to get your level up to a level for that you can actually, gain profit or anything, you have tons of useless things. Like,
yeah.
I probably have hundreds of potatoes, which I can use for.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. I guess we'll move to RSBNB matters now. Basically, two things. We've finished adding some new staff members. This week we've added DK Nifton, aka David, and Brad to the moderators. Please give a big welcome to them for having them around. Also, the farming calculator is up and running, and there are all the items, like, the items are being added as the levels are achieved. So if you have an item that you feel might be useful that's not on there already, just send it into the feedback form.
Yeah. That would really help.
Also, the farming scale guide from RuneHQ was put up yesterday, so you guys could take a look at that. And there's going to be more updates in store for RSBNB once I get back. We're coming upon the 1 year anniversary in the beginning of August, late end of July. It's going to be 1 year since it was started back then.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's when we were a small site. We're still rather small compared to most of them, but we've grown definitely over the past year.
We're definitely growing.
Okay. Now we're going to go to questions. We have two of them today. First one here is from Brad. Where did you first find out about RuneScape? You want to go first on this one?
Sure. Well, I first found out I'm on a swim team, and just one of the members of the team just told me about it. It was actually last August, too, so about the time RSBNB came up, and he just told me about it, started playing it, and thought it was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. You still talk to that member on RuneScape?
Nah, he was banned.
Okay, we won't mention any names there, then.
Yeah.
Oh, I first found out about RuneScape from Mike... This was way, way back, like when it was RuneScape Classic. I'd say early 2001 or mid-end of 2001 I first found out about it. Didn't play much back then, but still had the Shane 1288 character around. So, yeah. And then I got members a year ago, at the end of June. So that's
when... I got members about 1 month after I started.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good.
Definitely worth it.
Next question is question regarding the what effect farming will have on other skills. Dan, you want to take this one? Okay.
Okay, this question is from Athelis. What effect do you think farming will have on other skills, such as farming, for example? I mean, we can already see the additions to skills, but do you think the rarity and the price of herbs will go down? I think so, because, I mean, you're going to be able to grow a lot of them. But, Jane, what do you think about that?
It'll have an effect probably on the farming, cooking, mostly. Or maybe wood cutting in a slight way, as in maybe more people would be wood cutting to get nests. Also, thieving, if they don't introduce another way to get seeds, because right now the only real quick way to get seeds is to steal them from the master farmers. So I guess that's the skills we could see it affecting.
The question, will the ability to grow herbs previously only obtained at the Brimhaven of Jilly Arena affect the use of the arena? I don't think so, because I never went there for the herbs, just for the agility training.
Yes.
But that's all I ever used it for, so.
Yeah. It's actually going to be nice to grow a few herbs there, because I know once I needed a agility potion for a friend. And then I have to go get the toad flax there, so. Would be nice to be able to grow it. Okay. That's pretty much it for the questions part of the show today. Now we're going to go on to tech news. I have the tech news, the weekly tech news, as I always do here. First item in tech news is Wi-Fi security. Wi-Fi is wireless internet for those of you guys who do not have it or do not know about it. Wi-Fi is open for the most part, and it's important to be secure both on the router end and on your PC end. So there's this website here that runs some tests on your computer as to if it's secure or not. Be a good idea if you have a wireless access point in your house to go check this site and see what it yields about your connection. Do you have any Wi-Fi access at your place?
Yeah, I'm actually running on a Wi-Fi right now.
Yeah, me too, actually. Lots of people are getting it now.
Yeah. Really
yeah. So, check this site out if you have a Wi-Fi network. Second news item is that AOL email that are associated with the AIM accounts are going to be giving 2 gigs of space. This just seems like another way that everybody's trying to catch up with Google. That's the way I see it. Google first started the 1 gigabyte Gmail thing back last year. On April Fool's Day this year, they started hiking it up, the space. Like, right now, I think it's something like 2.3 gigs, maybe.
Yeah, about 2.4.
Yeah. Gmail is something that I think is the way that it's going to go, the way email's going to go. But everybody's trying to keep up to Google now with that. Yeah, as a matter of fact, the exact amount of space they have right now is 2397 megabytes in your account. It's going up slowly.
Yeah.
So, I guess everybody can just use Gmail since, I don't know, AOL. I have AIM installed on my machine here. It always pops up and can be kind of annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really use that much anymore either.
Yeah. Also, the next news item is broadband price wars. The price of broadband cable internet and DSL is dropping. It used to be like between $30 and $45 a month. That is expensive for some people to just get basic internet access when they could have just stayed with their 56K for a cheaper price. But now there's a whole series of price wars, ways to get people to sign up. Right now the price is going from probably going to be between $15 and $30 a month for cable internet in the U.S. Which ISP are you with?
I'm using Comcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they just the entry-level cable service, they just upped the speed to 6 megabits per second, which is 4 times faster than typical DSL, which I can definitely be supportive of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, connection here in Canada with Shaw, I get about 6,200 down, and that's so much more than the DSL. It's probably about, oh, I don't know, like 4 times the speed of the DSL. So cable is definitely better, and prices are going down, which is good.
Yeah.
I think within 5 years, people will, almost everybody will have broadband because it'll be so affordable.
Yeah, I think so.
The next news item is that a school in Tucson, Arizona has gone all electronic. They're not going to be using textbooks anymore. They're mainly using they're going to be using laptops in their classroom. First all wireless, all laptop public school. 350 students will not have any textbooks. They will use electronic and online articles. This is something that is leading towards the future, and something that I think is in the future for most school areas, providing the money is there. I don't know how the school system works down there, but the school systems up here in Canada can be kind of bad with funding and whatnot. How do they work?
Too. We're pretty bad with that.
Oh, yeah. So are they all, like, privately owned, or?
I don't think so. They just have some budgeting problems, so I wouldn't see this anytime soon in my area.
Yeah. And there's, like, there's always a rich school and a poor school in a city. I guess it just depends where you go to.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go on to the little segment that we always do about what we're doing on RuneScape. So I'll start. The thing I've been mainly doing recently is farming, but I do have the 85 magic goal, which I do want to get back to. So I hope to get back to that soon, maybe when I get back. Farming is okay, level 39. Want to get to level 46 or whatever to get my 1337 elite skill total.
Yeah.
What are you been up to?
For me, pretty much everybody's just doing farming. I got that up to level 30, so my scores. Now I'm going back to Slayer for a while to try to raise my combat also.
What level are you going for in there?
Well, ultimately probably 85. You know, for now, I'm just trying to hit 60.
Yeah. So, basically, that pretty much sums up this show. We were having some FileFront problems with FileFront earlier Friday because we weren't able to get the promo up. So, depending on how long it takes them to fix the problem with FileFront, we'll probably get this up by Monday at the latest. But this is all depending on what's going on with FileFront. Might be up tonight, might be up Saturday, might be up Monday. So, please be sure to watch for it. That's about it. Any closing remarks?
Nope, I don't think so.
Okay, well, see ya, everyone.
Okay, see ya.